The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, the Havvav Amaral, teaches us Amar Yehuda Merav, Hamoitzi Chametz BePesach BeYontif. If somebody finds Chametz in his home on Yontif, Pesach, Koifel of a Kli, he has to turn over a keli over it, and leave it that way until Chol HaMoed. And Rashi explains that the case that our Gemara is speaking about is that you did bittel on the chametz before Pesach. So since the person did bittel chametz here, there is no issue of bayiro or bayimotzah, and therefore the obligation to dispose of the chametz is only midrabbanan, and therefore that's why the halacha is that it's yontif, it's muksah, you're not allowed to touch the chametz. And therefore the Gemara tells us, Koifel of Esakeli. It seems that according to Rashi, if it would be a situation that you did not do Bittel Chametz before Yontif on this Chametz, then you would be allowed to take it to be disposed, flush it down the toilet, or throw it in the river. And as the Meiri explains, because the Isser Abayi Roh, Abayi Matzah, supersedes, is Doicha, this is the Rabbanon of Muksa. The Ran goes even a step further. The Ran says that not only may it be disposed of by doing something which is not a Malacha, but even burning it is permissible. Because the Ran explains, we learned on Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara explained that the reason Rabbi Kiva holds one is not allowed to burn chametz on Yontif Pesach, because Rabbi Kiva holds, like Beis Shammai, that we don't say mitoch shehutra letzayrich chutra namish loy letzayrich. And we know in Masechta Beya, there's a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, how far we go with the ability to do malacha on Yontif. And Beis Shammai's opinion is only malacha which is oichel nefesh may be done on Yontif. Anything else may not be done on Yontif. Beis Hillel's opinion is that metoich shehutra letzorech, because we're allowed to do malacha letzorech oichel nefesh, hutra nami shaloi letzorech. We're not even allowed to do Melacha, not letzarech oichel nefesh. So says the Ran, that according to this, that it's only according to Beis Shammai, says the Ran, one may not burn chametz on Yontif. But according to Beis Hillel, who applies the concept of mitoich, you'd be allowed to burn the chametz even on Yontif. There are many Rishonim that disagree. And the reason why they disagree with the Ran is because when we learn that Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis, there's an obvious question. How could the Gemara suggest that Rabbi Kiva is following the opinion of Beis Shammai? We know that whenever there's machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. And therefore the Ritva says that even Beis Hillel would agree that you're not allowed to burn chametz on Yontif. Why? So the Ritva explains a very interesting approach. He says, since the proper time to do Sreifas chametz is Erev Pesach, so burning chametz on Pesach, says the Ritva, is similar to making a milah shloi bezmano. And just like the aloch is, that a milah bezmanoi may be done on Yontif, but a milah shloi bezmanoi may not be done on Yontif. So too, says the Ritva, burning chametz on Yontif is like a milah shloi bezmanoi and may not be done even according to Beis Hillel on Yontif. I saw that the Achronim don't understand the opinion of the Ritva so well. Because they say, when we speak about a milah shloi bezmano, When we speak about a mila shle bezmanoi, there we could understand why it can't be done on Yontif, because you could always do it after Yontif. But when we speak about chametz, every day is the zman to burn the chametz. So I saw that the Achronim therefore asked, how could you compare Bayirah, Bayimotzei to Mila? And even, says Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, that you'll say that by Mila as well, every day that the child isn't gemalid, you're being over a mitzvah. You still can't compare the two situations. Because here we're talking about burning chametz on Pesach, which is the mitzvah of Pesach, is to burn chametz. But Mila is not specifically connected to Shabbos and Yontif. So, says Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, what must we extrapolate from the words of the Ritva? What we must extrapolate, he says, from the words of the Ritva, is that even in a situation where it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah to do it today, such a mitzvah may not be done. It's still in the same category as Mila Shlei Bezmano and may not be Doicha Yontif. Others explain that even Beis Hillel will agree that burning chametz is not considered tzairich at all. And this is a very important point. Even Beis Hillel, who holds of Metoich Shehutra L'tzairich, Hutra Namish Loi L'tzairich, holds that has to be some tzairich. But these achroinim, these rishonim rather, hold that there is no tzairich at all in burning the chametz. And the reason is for as follows. As we've said, Rashi teaches us that even if we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that the proper way of disposing of chametz is by burning the chametz, and that's only before the Zman Isser. After the Zman Isser, there is no mitzvah dafka to burn the chametz. We have to dispose of the chametz. So since there's no reason to burn the chametz, therefore we have no obligation to burn the chametz. Even Beis Hillel would agree that it's not considered letzorich at all, and therefore Beis Hillel agrees that we may not burn the chametz on Yontif. But now the question comes up. So we've learned that it clearly seems to be the opinion of most of the Rishonim, besides the Ran, that you're not allowed to burn the chametz, but you're allowed to pick it up and dispose of it another way. The question is, why are you allowed to pick it up? Isn't picking it up an Issa de Rabbanon, the Issa of Muksa? Chametz is certainly Muksa. So how are we allowed to pick it up in order to dispose of it? So the Rishonim say that indeed, if you mevatel the chametz, you're not allowed to pick it up. Because since when you weren't mevatel the chametz, there's no problem by your rabbi, your matzah, and there's an issa muksa. That's why the Gemara says, kaifal of a keli, just put a keli on top of it, but don't pick it up. However, there are Rishonim that say that you are allowed to pick it up. And even though there is a issa muksa, the Rishonim say that issa muksa in this situation, where there's a concern that if you're going to leave the muksa, the chametz where it is, you may come to eat the chametz, which of course is a very serious issur. Chazal's issa muksa don't come in this place. On the other hand, there are Rishonim. The Magen Mishnah says that that's the opinion of the Rambam, that even if you weren't mevatel the chametz yet, you wouldn't be allowed to move it. And even though, as the Mefarshim ask, shouldn't the lav of bayirah bayimotzah be doicha the essay of the din of muksa? They still say that when do we say essay doicha loisasei is by doing the essay at the same time you're being over the lav. Here, when you're picking up the muksa, you're not being mekayim the essay of Tashbisu, and therefore, even though it's only an Issed Rabbanon, we're not allowed to be over an Issed Rabbanon of Muksa in order to move it. So in other words, we have here two machlokes Rishonim that we've discussed in our shiur today. One machlokes Rishonim is if you found Muksa, if you found Chametz on Yontif. So it's quite clear that if you already mevatel the Chametz before Yontif, the halach is koifel efes hakeli. If you weren't mevatel the Muksa, the opinion of most Rishonim is that you could dispose it, but not burn it. The Ran says you could even burn it. And now the question also is, can you pick up the Muksa to be able to dispose it, pick up the Chametz, which is Muksa, in order to dispose it? Again, most Rishonim differentiate between a situation where you will mevatel the Chametz, the den d'aloch before Pesach, the den d'aloch will be you're not allowed to move the Muksa, versus a situation where you will not mevatel it, and then they're more lenient and letting you move the Muksa. But as we just discussed, there are Rishonim that go in both directions. There are some Rishonim that say, even if you were mevatel the Chametz, you're allowed to move the Chametz on Yom Tov in order to avoid coming Chas V'Shalom to eating the Chametz. And on the other hand, there are Rishonim that say that you're not allowed to, that you may never move the Muksa, even if you weren't mevatel the Muksa, because it's not the same as Essay Dar Chaloisa say, because while you're moving the Muksa, you're not actually destroying the Chametz at the very same time, being a kind of mitzvah, a say of Tashbisu. One more question that the Rishonim ask. We learned in Masechta Shabbos a rule, Ein keli nitl elo tzarech dovar nitl. You're not allowed to move a keli, which is not Muksa, on behalf of something which is Muksa. And therefore they ask, in our Gemara, when you're koifel of a keli, we're taking the keli to cover the Muksa, aren't we taking a non-Muksa keli, the tzorech, the chametz, which is Muksa? So one teretz that they give is, they give three terutzim I saw. One teretz is that we picked up the keli, the tzorech, for a different need. And we've learned that the halacha of Ein Keli Nita Ola Tzarech Dovar Nitl means that you're not supposed to specifically pick up a Keli with Tzarech Dovar HaMuksa. But let's say you picked up the Keli anyway. You picked up the Keli. So once you picked up the Keli, the Heter, you can move it with Tzarech Dovar Muksa. Another teretz that Rishonim give is because, as we said a few moments ago, we're concerned that if the Muksa will remain exposed in your home, you may come Chas V'Shalom, if the Chametz will remain exposed in your home, you may come Chas V'Shalom to eat it. That's why Chazal were more lenient. And then I saw a third pshat, a pshat from Elchanan Wasserman. He says that you're not picking up the keli l'tzoruch the Chametz. Indeed, if you were picking up the keli l'tzoruch Chametz, that would be in the category of Ein Keli Nitl Elo Tzarech Dovar HaNitl. You're picking up the Keli in this case, says Rebbe Chanan, on behalf of yourself, that you shouldn't come Chas V'Shalom to eat Chametz on Pesach. That isn't called Letzarech Chametz. That's Letzarech HaAdam, and that wouldn't fall into the category of Ein Keli Nitl Elo Tzarech Dovar HaNitl. When we learn this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim, Simen Tov Mem Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamaytzu Chametz Beisai, if somebody finds Chametz in his home, Imhu B'Cholamoyd, if he finds in a Cholamoyd, the halacha is, Yotzieno V'Yavirenu Miyad. He should immediately take it out and burn it. That he shouldn't come to the Isser of He shouldn't come to the Isser of Bayura or Bayimotze. But here, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shari Tshuva begin an interesting discussion. Do you have to make a bracha when you burn this chametz? So actually, the Mishnah Berurah here refers us back to the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Lamed Hei. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Lamed Hey teaches us that on these Sifkaton Hey, if you already did, you already did Bedikas Chametz and Bittel Chametz before Pesach, you don't have to make a bracha of Abia Chametz when you burn this Chametz. The Shari Tshuva, however, quotes the Noida Behuda, who takes the approach that you do have to make a bracha of Abir Chametz because you're burning the Chametz. And if we think about it, and the Shari Tshuva in Sifkaton Beis and Gimel discusses this issue, if we think about this, the Shari Tshuva makes a very strong point. He says that although the person was mevatel all of his chametz, and since the person was already mevatel all of his chametz, he ought not to have to make a brok al bir chametz. It's not his chametz that he's burning, because he is mevatel all the chametz. Says the Shari Tshuva, but why? But this chametz wasn't in your rishus before yontif, and since this chametz wasn't in your rishus before yontif, so it maybe became chametz only on yontif, or it's chametz that's not in your rishus. So how could you say that the bittel, that I say kol chamir dikar b'shusay, the chazite, the loy chazite, the yidana, the loy yidana, how could the bittel affect that chametz? So he says, amar d'gechidish, and it's interesting that I didn't see that anybody mentions that we should do this. He says that when you mevatel the chametz, erev Pesach, you shouldn't just be mevatel the chametz that you already own, because that bittel, as he just pointed out, would not be effective for chametz that you didn't own. Rather, what he says is that you're mevatel the chametz erev yontif, you should say that not only am I being mevatel the chametz that I own, I'm also being mevatel the chametz that will come into my rishus on yontif. What you accomplish with that, says the Shari Tshuva, by making that type of a bittel, you're certainly mevatel this chametz that you find on yontif, and therefore the halacha will be that you certainly would have a question if you found chametz on yontif that you don't make the bracha of our beer chametz. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'hu yontif, let's say you find the chametz on yontif, yikva lov a keli, should put a keli over it ad halayla until after yontif, v'oz yivarenu, and then you should burn it. Why? L'fish la yuchla taltel b'yontif, because you can't move the muksa on yontif, v'gam l'sarfa b'mkai mayasa, and you can't burn it, because the Shulchan Aruch is taking the approach of most of the Rishonim, that you can't burn chametz on yontif, because we don't have the heter on metayich shehutra l'tzayrich, hutra shaloy l'tzayrich, on burning it. And therefore, again, since we're talking about chametz that the Mishnah Berurah says that we were mevatel before yontif, since it's talking about chametz that we were mevatel before yontif, just the right thing to do is koifele a kli. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are those that say that on yontif, everybody agrees it shouldn't be burnt, but you could dispose of it other ways. I saw the Paiskim are of the opinion that, again, on Yontif itself, Yikvala Sakeli, put over the Keli, and then on Chol HaMoed, burn it or dispose of it by without making a bracha of Albir Chametz, especially if you were Mevatel the Chametz before Yontif. However, there is a very fundamental issue that the Achronim bring up. Our Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, both are teaching us that the chametz that I find on Yontif, I should burn on Chol HaMoed. But as we know, the chametz that we sell all of our chametz. And therefore, the question is, how could I burn chametz that isn't mine? I sold all the chametz to the Akum. So not only am I not, maybe on Yontif not allowed to burn it, but even on Chol HaMoed I shouldn't burn it, because by burning it on Chol HaMoed, I'm burning something which isn't mine. And in fact, the two Achroinim that I saw that discussed this issue are Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh on Pesach, Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Dalet. And he makes a very interesting, and in the bottom of that, in the Mikroi Kodesh, there are Hagos from the Harre Kedem, and he makes a very interesting observation. He says, not only may burning be the wrong thing to do, because it's not my chametz, and I'm not allowed to burn chametz, or do anything to chametz that doesn't belong to me, he says that burning it may actually be a very terrible thing to do, because by burning the chametz, what I'm actually showing is that I'm not, that the mechira isn't the real mechira. Because were I to consider the mechira a real mechira, I would never burn or dispose something that doesn't belong to me. So he does say that far nobody would suggest. He says, when would we suggest that the mechira is not considered a valid mechira? Only in a situation where I use the chametz or I sell the chametz. But in a situation where I'm just burning the chametz, that doesn't nullify the mechira. But that still doesn't change what Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi brings up, that why is this not considered a situation that I'm not allowed to do anything with this chametz since it doesn't belong to me. And in fact, I saw Rav Vosner in the Shalos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Tes, Simen Kuf Tezayin, discusses this issue, and he brings three options. He says, if we indeed consider it the chametz that belongs to an akum, so we've learned in our Gemaras that if we find on Yontif in our possession chametz that belongs to an akum, what we're supposed to do is make a mechitza of yud fachim around that chametz. And he says, if so, here too, that's what should be done. Another approach, he suggests, is that we should take the chametz that we find and put it wherever everybody has in their home, a pantry, a closet, where they have locked up the chametz that they've sold to the guy, and put this chametz into that rishus. Put that chametz into that closet. And then he says, another approach. He says, since, even though, and we have to be very careful when we speak about this approach, he says, even though Mechiras Chametz is certainly a full-fledged Mechira, even though Mechiras Chametz is a full-fledged Mechira, he says, we do recognize that the Akum doesn't intend to ultimately buy the Chametz. We know that the Akum, how does Mechiras Chametz work? That the Akum gives a deposit before Yontif, and then after Yontif, if he wants the Chametz, he'll give you the balance. If he doesn't want it, the deal is off. Since we know that the Akum doesn't really have intention of paying the balance, and therefore the deal will be off, so therefore the Akum is certainly Meichel that if you burn this Chametz, because he doesn't anyway have any intent to keep this Chametz, and therefore you could burn it. And says Rav Vosner that all three Eitzes that he just gave are perfectly halachically acceptable. It seems that the approach that he prefers is to put the chametz into the closet with all the other chametz that you found, that you sold for Yontif. Another point is the Bir Halacha discusses what happens if you're walking in the street and you see chametz on the street. So he says, for sure, he quotes the Rivash, you're not allowed to pick up that chametz. Because even if you're picking it up just to put it to the side or to put it into the garbage, the moment you pick it up, you're koineh it. And then you'll have a problem about your raw, about your matzah. The question is, should you push it to the side? It's food. And we know that food must be treated with the utmost respect. So many Paiskim are of the opinion that it should be pushed to the side. The same as they say the halacha is, the Prima Gadim says, that if somebody finds all the fruit on the street, you're not supposed to pick it up, it's asa b'hanah, and you should just push it to the side to avoid the bizi oichlim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi says that chametz is different than arla. Because arla, indeed, as we know, is asa b'hanah. But even though arla is asa b'hanah, there is no din of tashbisu, that you have to dispose of the arla. Whereas, when we speak about chametz on Pesach, there's a din of tashbisu. So he says, included in the rule of tashbisu is to dispose of it and not treat it with any respect. And therefore, unlike arla, Rosh Shlomo Zalman held that if you see chametz in the street, you see a piece of bread in the street on Pesach, certainly as the Bi'ur Halacha quotes the Rivash, you're not allowed to pick it up, but even to push it to the side should not be done according to the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Other Paiskim say that since you're just pushing it to the side and you're not doing any Ma'aseh Kinyan and you're only doing it to avoid the embarrassment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food, that may be done.